thought about what you want to do after you graduate?
I have. I intend to attend a four-year college for actuarial science. So that's my main thing. My secondary thing, which kind of goes into my research topic, was being an entrepreneur, because I just attended a program for that and creating this dress toy. And so that's my secondary plan. But yeah.
And my sister-in-law is an actuary scientist, and so I know a little bit about that field. It's a very specific field where you sort of calculate probabilities of things happening or apply calculations of others. What got you interested in that? I'm not sure. I think I can count on one hand the number of people that have told me they're interested in that field.
It's three things that got me interested. I mean, I first heard about it through another program my dad did. It was called Launch, and it was where you met with female STEM leaders, and you got to meet and greet, and one of them was telling me, because you had to put your favorite subject, they asked you icebreaker questions, and I put favorite subject for math, because I do love math, because I don't know, it's easy to me. And, I get to tell my teacher he's wrong sometimes, so yeah. But I put that, and she had a mutual interest. She was I could tell you that I was an actuary, and and they make good money and stuff, and since you love math, it'll be good for you. And at the time I wasn't sure if I wanted a career in math, even though I was interested in it. But fast forward, so it was in the back of my mind. But actually, City High, they have a career class, and for one of the people they brought in, it was someone from RMU, and then they talked about a data scientist and an actuarial scientist. So they talked about the job specifically, so I kind of have more information, because they put it up on the slides, here's a job outlook, here's a starting wage, here's what you need to know, here's the core classes. And then they brought someone who was an actual actuary, and I was and also I work for UPMC, they get to work from home, and I'm okay, this seems nice.
Sign me up. I'm really, it's a joy to meet you today and to hear about these things. Just about out of time. Is there anything you want to say that you didn't get a chance to?
Not really. No. I mean, besides for the actual research thing at City High, is that you end up presenting in front of panelists, and they score you based on presentation, and
Has that's happened already?
Or? Yeah, I was in the first cohort, so I just did mine yesterday, actually. So
congratulations. I'm sure you're very happy to have that behind you.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate your being here to represent yourself, your school. Do you want to acknowledge anybody, family members, or any folks?
Yeah. My immediate family, my mom and sisters and brothers, and Miss Dominguez from City High, because she was my grad project teacher, but she was really helpful whenever it came to resources and that process. So yeah.
I'm sure they're all proud of you. I'm proud of you, and I just met you.
Thank
you for being here with us. And remember the name, Jalantha Hauser. You're probably going to hear from her. Who knows? You might need to call the state for some actuarial support, and she'll be the one. Thank you for being with us. Broadcasting live, is there any other way? From historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger. And this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Good morning to Mary. Thank you for your email. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP, FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHJ FM, Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org. A quick note, our December donation drive is underway. If you've already supported SLB, thank you. If not, I hope you'll consider taking a moment to consider making a contribution. If you enjoy what you hear here Saturday mornings, know that it's individual people that make it possible, not only all the people working here on the air and behind the scenes, but individual donors. We're fortunate to have a broad group of people that support the work we do, and that's helpful to us as we leverage additional funding. So please consider a donation. You can visit slbradio.org/donate, where there are links to use PayPal, Amazon, a credit card securely, Facebook, or Venmo. You also can call us anytime this morning at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234, or you can mail a check to SLB P.O. Box 10092, Pittsburgh 15233. Thanks.
You know what I got? I got a little dreidel.
I got a little dreidel.
Come on, put your hands together, y'all.
I got a little dreidel. I got a little dreidel.
Trade-o, trade-o, trade-o. I made it out of clay. Oh, it is strong.
Joshua Nelson. With a rather unique version of that song. The third night of Hanukkah is tonight. If you're celebrating, happy Hanukkah, Chag Sameach. Coming up, we have the Mixis brothers. We have them getting ready to present some live music for you right here.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
In case you missed the last week's segments with Foundation of Hope, Ukrainian pianist Taras Filenko, the Foster Love Project, members of the new Hazlett Theater production of One Log Bridge, the City of Pittsburgh Youth Civic Leadership Academy, teen photographer Brody Bard, and Bratya Balkana, a quartet from the Pittsburgh Tambaritsons. You can find them all at neighborhoodvoices.org. Good morning to Jim at Crafted Heights. Ricky sent Jim's dog, Coco, Jim and Nicolette's puppy, Coco, a happy birthday card, and Jim sent a picture of the puppy with birthday card. I'll put that up on our Facebook page because it's a lot of fun. Thank you to Barb in Mercer for your contribution to SLB during our year-end donor drive. We're grateful for your support. And she went to slbradio.org/donate. And chose to use Venmo. Thank you. We have a song coming up from Kathy Matea. And then the Mixis Brothers live in our studio. Thanks for spending time with us here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
I believe that every heart is kind. Some are just a little underused. Hatred is a symptom of the times. Lost in these uneducated blues. I just want to love you while I can. All these other thoughts have me confused. I don't need to try and understand. Maybe I'll get up, turn off the news. Turn off the news and build a garden. Just my neighborhood and me. We might feel a bit less hearted. We might feel a bit more free. Turn off the news and raise the kids. Give them something to believe in. Teach them how to be good people. Give them hope that they can. They can see. Turn off the news and build a garden with me. Don't you wanna be happy?
choose and build a garden, just my neighborhood and me. We might feel a bit less hardened, we might feel a bit more free. Turn off the news and raise the kids, give them something to believe in. Teach them how to be good people, give them hope that they can see. Hope that they can see. Turn off the news and build a garden with me. Turn off the news and build a garden. With me. That's good enough. I'm finally learning how to let some doors stay shut. It gets so hard, but I'm not giving up. Comes a time to say that's good enough. Comes a time to say that's good enough.
Molly Tuttle at the Saturday Brigade. She's great, isn't she? The song Good Enough. From the album Rise. So nice to have you with us today. It's been a busy morning. If you know a teen that is looking for something to do, no experience is needed to take part in our Youth Media Center programs. From open mic nights to youth journalism, there's something for everybody at our Youth Media Center. Teens can record original writing or music, meet with others to work on creative efforts. It's all free, and there are opportunities to pursue self-directed projects as well. 5 studios, a couple collaboration spaces and classrooms, loanable equipment, and everything you could imagine to help develop a project. I left the most important ingredient out: caring mentors from SLB. Learn more and see our schedule for December at slbradio.org/openstudio.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org.
Paging Opal. Paging Hubs. Are you out there somewhere? Opal Hubs. I just want to be sure you're ready to listen because I understand that somebody, there you are. You're about to hear people you know on the radio coming up. And those people who we'll talk with in just a moment are the Mixis Brothers.
Some days you just go through the motions, plugging along, having some notions about how to improve. You're standing where everyone loves you and will notice your head, making all sure everything works right, keeping the cobwebs from adding to the fly. But as we sit, everything breaks down, so deal with it now, move to the next time for in this life. We're all just passing through, flipping the cosmos, so what's it coming to? Days go fast, so go slower, so you are just passing through. Everyone wants a place to put their feet up, out on the walls, doors to keep shut, a place to go home. They can look all lovely, easier said than done, so don't make a fool of me. So much to do, not enough time to see. Move back the pieces that tend to break free and find the mud. Hope for a day when you might have a moment. Fix it for what they're for in this life. We're all just passing through, living the cosmos. So what's it coming to? Days go fast, so go slow.
A nice way to begin, the Mixis Brothers, and a beautiful harmony there. Let's talk to leader Jeb and see what the band has been up to. Jeb,
I'm co-leader with Red, but
Jeb and Red. Well, you're all leaders in your own right, in your own special
way, but Jacob has got Opal and Hubs out there doing their thing, and Jeb, what have you been up to?
Oh, you know, Larry, I just want to say it's great to see you, and it's good to be back.
We haven't seen you, I think, since pre-pandemic.
Yeah, I think it was 2019.
Pre-COVID.
It's funny, not funny, I guess, but I talked to somebody on the phone yesterday. We realized we haven't spoken probably since 2018. And we used to speak quite regularly. I mean, we've been sending emails and stuff back and forth.
The Zoom thing really kind of put a stagnation on phone calls and kind of in-person communication.
And it's here to stay.
No, I hope not.
It seems to be. I mean,
But anyway, I've been doing pretty good, you know. I'm now working at Pitt for the last year and a half, so that's been interesting. But we've been making a ton of music, and Red and I have just, you know, we love recording. We probably are recording artists more than we are performing artists, but I know that Red and I, we just love to make music together, and luckily we have Doc here with us today playing some fiddle, which Doc has been around with the Mixes brothers in the part of the Mixes family since 2016. So he goes way back.
Wow. Well, let's say hello to Doc. And you've got an electric fiddle, which is always fun to see, but I think it works acoustically too, right?
I do, yeah. So this... The maker is Barkus Berry, and they're known mostly for their pickups and their DIs and everything, but they also have a line of instruments, one of them being what I'm playing right now. It is an acoustic violin by all sense and purposes. You know, I can play it unplugged, and it sounds like a normal violin. But what's special about this is that there's a pickup that's built into the bridge, and there's a jack on the side of the violin, so I can plug this in the way you could plug in a guitar.
And I can't tell, is it heavily lacquered wood, or is the body actually something other than wood?
No, this is a wooden violin. I have another one that is carbon fiber.
Yeah.
This is a lacquered black wooden violin. You can kind of see, Larry, you can see. No one else can see, but on the back.
Oh, they can see.
This is radio.
They can see.
That's true.
The imagination creates visions unlike any. I've seen electric violins. In fact, we had one here last week that do not have the body of anything that looks like a violin, just strings to play and the pickups. Yeah. But yours can be both.
Definitely. Sounds good.
It's a nice looking instrument. And then we have the drums, which Red is playing, which are traditional drums.
Well, yes, I do. I play a Pearl Legacy set, and I've always enjoyed playing them. And they've sort of morphed over the years. I've started to add stickers and things like that to them to advertise for friends and local companies and even some radio shows that we might know.
A scaled down set, just to know.
In fact, did we give you here? We can give you some of these.
Oh, I've got one.
Oh, you've got some?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Usually stickers. I play, a 50 piece, but today I brought
I forget we have these stickers.
For the Unplugged show.
It'd really be appropriate for us to not keep these in a drawer. We should really give these stickers.
You might want to use those
more often to people.
I would love a sticker.
Oh, we'll get you some. We'll make sure we get you some. Well, it's good to meet you and have all of us here together again.
Good to see you, I should say.
And the Mixes brothers, when we come back, we'll talk about some recordings that might be available and what they're up to. But that first song was called Passing Through.
Yep.
And what's next?
We're going to play a song called Sisyphus Part 2. So way back in 2014, we released an album called To the Far Blue Mountains, and it had a song called Sisyphus Part 1. And every time we'd play that live, everyone would always ask us, where's Sisyphus Part 2?
Is this after the burning of Sisyphus, or is that still yet to happen?
Well, he's never really accomplished his feat of rolling that rock up the hill, so that's kind of what this is about.
Ah,
is that why we haven't written Part 2 yet?
No, this is Part 2. The rock is still being pushed.
So anyway, this is our first song off the latest album called Ride the Dark Trail.
Yeah. It's been 7 years and I'm still pushing, willing myself to get this job done. Dreaming of the moment when this rock goes down the other side. Till that time you see me keep on pushing. If you see me struggle, just remember I did this to myself, that's right I did. So if you see me out there rolling this stone, remember I did this to myself, kid. Did this to myself, kid. Did this to myself, kid, once again. And it all comes down to how absurd all this truly is. Keep on doing the same old thing. Each and every day we trudge on up life's mountains, only to have to wake and start again. Some trouble and living off the land, living my life to the fullest, not caring for the consequence, only to end up in these shackles and chains. So if you see me struggle, just remember I did this to myself, I did this to myself, I did. If you see me out there rolling this stone, remember I did this to myself, kid. Did this to myself, kid. Did this to myself, kid, once again. And it all comes down to how absurd all this truly is. Keep on doing the same old thing. On up life's mountains, only to have to wait and start again. It's been 7 years and I'm still pushing, willing myself to get this job done. So if you see me out there rolling this stone, remember I did this to myself, kid. Did this to myself, kid. Did this to myself, kid, once again. It all comes down to how absurd all this truly is. Keep on doing the same old thing. Each and every day we trudge on up life's mountains, only to have to wake and start again.
The Mixes Brothers, I just put a picture of the boys up on Facebook, so you can have a look
at them.
You thought I was just playing solitaire or something while I had my nose and my phone there for a minute.
You know, those minds aren't going to sweep themselves. So.
Yeah. It just takes me a long time to get a picture that, even with image stabilizing, my images don't look very stable. It's not you guys. It's me. So that song was from your latest release?
Yeah, it's called Ride the Dark Trail. It was released in June of 2022. It was actually reviewed in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
That's terrific.
Yeah, it was really fun. We had a CD release party at Club Cafe, and it was a really great time. And but since then, we've been doing a lot of recording, and Red's going to talk about that.
Well, as of today, we just released our brand new single. It's called The Smiles You See, and you can find it on Bandcamp, and hopefully here in a few days. It should be available worldwide on all your streaming
your
and
favorite
et cetera services.
And
going forward, we've got some EPs on the way. It's called The End of the Drive. We're going to put it out in three parts like we had done in the past, and hopefully we'll be able to get some new listeners out there, play some shows, and get our music.
We realize that when you release 12-song albums, the people online don't necessarily listen to songs past the fourth or fifth one. You can just see it drop off. And so we decided to only release, we did a whole album called The Lonesome Gods in three chapters and four songs each. And that allows people to digest it, not have to feel like you're throwing songs away just because you put them on 12-song albums. You know?
Yeah, it's hard to know what exactly to do, right? Mm-hmm. But I think for the most part, you're right. People are not looking for album experiences per se. I sometimes still listen to albums, but they're usually ones where great care was taken as terms of what comes before what.
It still happens all the time.
But these days, a lot of times folks aren't going to listen past the first few
About
tracks.
Four.
You hope that it comes back around. LPs, vinyl, has resurged in popularity, and hopefully maybe this next generation will realize the true art of a whole album. And like you said, sequencing, taking great care to make it an experience from start to finish.
Are you doing most of the mastering and recording?
Yeah, we do all the recording in my studio and the mastering, production, all that stuff. We do, once in a while, farm out work to friends around the world that will do us a favor and maybe add a solo here, a piano there.
Which Doc is actually on a few tracks from Ride the Dark Trail, I believe, or one or two at least.
I think so, yeah.
It can be hard to know when you're done, or do you get feedback from other musicians, or it must be hard to let go of your own music if you're recording it?
You know, I think we're both artists. We both have studied, visual art in college, and I think we've learned to kind of realize that these things we create are just these drawings, just parts of your history, and you can almost think of the time in your life that you did that and wrote that and recorded it. And so it's same with drawings or piece of art that you feel inspired to make. It's at that moment in your life when you feel that way. And so, I think we've learned to we've released 100 songs online.
Wow.
Yeah. 100. So 101 today. 101.
That's actually a great way to express it. There's the next one, and you're in the moment, and you're done.
It's almost I enjoyed getting past it and being able to do a new one.
You could definitely listen to our music chronologically, and it would almost be not just a history of the Music Brothers, but a history of our friendship. Honestly,
Music Brothers.
How long have you guys known each other?
Johnny and I, Red and I, since 2011, and again, Doc. We met him in 2016 when we really needed to start playing out with some good musicians locally. We've done a couple of times where we played live shows where other people besides just as a duo and Doc, and we met some other great people who, in fact, were here when we played in 2016. Riley and Jed, Habakkuk and Sonny Mixis.
There's lots of Mixises. It's amazing. It's almost as many Mixises as Yoders, depending on what area of the country you're in, or Smiths or Joneses.
The family keeps getting bigger because we keep playing with other musicians, and so when we do that, everybody on stage with us gets to become a member of the family. They get to choose their own Mixis name. Or their parents
For them. The extended Mixis family.
Yes, the extended Mixis family. If you go to the mixusbrothers.bandcamp.com, that's where you'll find a lot of their releases to listen to. Jeb and Red and Doc are here and there's more music to come. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. What would you guys like to do next?
You know, we're going to do a song in the public domain that we kind of tweaked. Red, I wanted to record this. We usually choose songs in the public domain so we don't have to pay royalties. And then I sent this to Red as an idea, and he was like, I kind of like it, but let me work on it. And he sent this version back, and this is kind of what came out. And this was on our third chapter of The Lonesome Gods. It's called Wreck of the Old 97.
Do-do-do-do.
Well, they gave him his orders out in Coal Monroe, Virginia, saying, Jeb, you are starting way behind. This here ain't the 38, but the old 97. You must get her to Spencer on time. Old 97, old 97. 11 cents to heaven by that old 97. Doomed all along, that is why we sing a song. Roll 97, roll.
Let's go. Come on, Rock.
Then Jeb's on and turned around. It all went up in smoke. Gentlemen, ladies, you must take from this one. Think about Jeb and Red and you will learn. Never speak harsh words to your best girl or husband. They may leave you one day and not return. Oh, 97, oh, 97. Let it send to heaven by that old 97.
The Mixes Brothers.
That's some up-tempo stuff.
It is, and that's a great version of that. And you made me look. Once again, I had to turn and put my nose in an electronic device for a minute. Vernon Dahlhart had the hit with that song, and I didn't doubt you at all, but I was really surprised that that song moved into the public domain. It's only been since 2022. That happened. How do you guys do you track songs or
there are a couple websites that update every year. Go back and they'll tell you what is then allowed to use. But that one has been covered by Johnny Cash. It was covered by Bob Dylan. But I guarantee you, you will never hear a version of that song like
ours. It's a derivative. No version has ever had a chorus or a bridge.
No, I like your version a lot. And it's what's nice about your version is that song can go on for a long, long time. And
you
can
put
Steven
in front of a microphone, and who knows what's going to
It can get kind of mournful. I always thought a neat radio format would be to only play public domain recordings. It would be much simpler in terms of the paperwork.
Absolutely. We did two others. We did a version of 900 Miles, and we did a version of Rank Stranger.
I didn't realize those were PD now. It's amazing.
Yeah, 900 miles has been.
Well, they are. So.
Oh yes.
We don't want. Yeah, we don't want to get any mail.
Or you could.
Or
no. Please send mail. We're fine with it.
No, they are public domain.
Only praising us.
I will.
We have done nothing illegal.
No, it's there. A lot of great, a lot of great public domain songs that are out there. The Mixes Brothers are here. I'm so glad they are. I see the fiddle being raised. It's nice, Doc. Like, excuse me, the fiddle goes up to the chin, and I know it's about time.
Let's get it on, Larry.
What's next?
We're going to do a song called To the Music World Unknown.
Last night while I slept, I dreamt of Nashville, Tennessee. And that I was up on stage, a great big star. When I woke alone, I knew I was just at home. Not in the South or Nashville, but to the music world unknown. No, that were no nightmare, and yes, it is a dream. One I had since I was 10 years old. To play the grand old opera and have a big hit song. Until then, I'll just have to stay into the music world unknown. I bet there's a million guys and gals like me. Sit with guitar in hand and just play and sing at home. Yeah, you know they're just like me to the music world unknown. Yeah, you know they're just like me to the music world.
Boy, you guys just sound great this morning.
Thanks.
Rick in Highland Park is listening. He sent a message a few moments ago saying that those, in his words, the duets are so hard to pull off and they sound amazing.
Thanks.
And
thanks, Rick.
Knowing, I mean, it can be hard to do duets.
But I think we've been doing it. I swear, the first time we recorded together, we knew it. We listened to our voices together, and we're like, that's pretty good. You know? Yeah. And we had played enough music that we kind of had a decent idea of what it was, a quality sound.
And, you
sound.
Know, pretty good sometimes is good enough.
Indeed. It's sufficient. It's good enough. Are you guys playing out anywhere?
Oh, yeah. In fact, we are. We're going to play on December 30th at the Bridge Music Bar in East Liberty. It's a relatively new venue that is really supportive of local music. Just really every night they invite someone to do something, whether it's DJ or play music or whatever. And they're awesome. So we're going to be playing there with a band out of Cleveland called Juvenile Characteristics, which we played with at Club Cafe like 6 years ago or something like that. And they were just so awesome.
It's a great band name.
Great band, great guys.
Yeah. So it's going to be a great show. Doors open at 8, Saturday, December 30th.
That's New Year's Eve.
Eve. Yes.
It's a good.
It's the day before everyone wants to stay in. See.
Everybody does want to stay in. You know, there's this gig here at the museum that I do called Countdown to Noon.
I've been there.
We start at 11:30 a.m. and we count the hours until noon. I get to sort of play the Dick Clark or Ryan Seacrest role. And I'm really happy to go home at noon and not have to be out for the rest of the day.
We'll give them one last thing to do.
Yeah. The Mixis Brothers are here. We probably are going to have time for two or three more.
Yeah.
Just to keep things on track. What's next?
Okay, so this is the song that we wrote during the pandemic. It was our pandemic song, which is, you know, the lyrics we kind of, they were just inspired by what was going on. And so we wrote the song for the sake of humanity, and that's what the name of it is.
In the limbo, so much space and too much to sift through. How do I navigate this ever-expanding sea? I must isolate for the sake of humanity, try not to go crazy in the adversity. I need some help, but who can I turn to? And I don't know if anyone has known.
The Mixis Brothers with a song from the pandemic. Good to have that to mark that milestone. Speaking of marks, Mark just wrote to say how great you guys sound.
Oh, thanks, Mark.
How much he's enjoying listening to you.
Thanks, buddy.
And I'm glad he's tuned in. I hope you're enjoying the Mixes Brothers as much as I am, too, as they play here live in our studios. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. These guys are just eager to go. They have so much music.
Well, you know, that's the thing. We would like to talk more, too, but...
Oh, no, we want to get more and more music. We've got... I mean, talking's good, too. We do a little bit of both.
What do you want to do?
How about we play Girl from Topeka?
Okay. Yeah, so this song is called The Girl from Topeka. Not the girl from Ipanema. Close.
Yeah, Topeka actually exists. I don't think Ipanema is a place.
She's the girl who's from Topeka. But I'm okay, I claim the parody to the
actually,
girl.
I want you to get online and see if Ipanema is an actual place, because I don't think it is. I think it's a made-up thing.
You're giving me these little tasks to do.
Just while we're playing, you know, just check it out for us. I can't look it up, because I got to do all this.
Yeah. Mixes Brothers, once again.
She said I'm from Topeka, Kansas, and she was passing through. I was mesmerized by a story there and then I knew. This is someone that I had to get to know. Have a drink and then take a stroll through the snow. Holding hands and sharing thoughts with the sky aglow. This is someone that I had to get to know. But of course there was more to the story, cause life can be a son of a gun. She had left almost all the problems, and she was on the run. So I said she was in a fire. I could help even though I was flying blind. Cause I felt like this it was into chemistry. At the point I did not care what happened to me. Life is full of twists and turns, and you never know where to lead. If you ride on the dark trail, you might not see the light through the trees. And I said I could see you scared, but you found a friend in me. So she said, and slowly realized that I could be all she would need.
From Topeka. I like that song, the Mixes Brothers. They have one more coming up. Rio de Janeiro is the home for Ipanema in Brazil, where the beach is there. And we go, I checked with the ghost of Stan Getz.
I've had those before. They're really good. They taste really. Oh, wait, those are empanadas. Never mind.
Wait. Maybe those are the things that don't exist. But Ipanema's real.
The empanadas from Ipanema.
Yes.
Say that three times fast.
REO Speedwagon had the big hit in Rio, I think. But
Oh, that was good.
And here's one. The Mixus Brothers with REO Speedwagons.
Yes. Speaking of which, it's Mix. Go to themixusbrothers.bandcamp.com, or that's where you can go.
Yeah,
is that the best place?
Our music is actually all over the place. We have a lot of great live shows on YouTube. We have the show that we played at WYP, and we played in their studio right before the pandemic hit. And we played at the Three Rivers Arts Festival as well. Also, all sorts of shows with Doc. And back in the time, we played at Broomfield Bridge Tavern, I think, and that whole show is online too. So check it out.
All these places.
You'll find something you like.
You're closing down places. Be careful.
It wasn't our fault. It was not our fault. We did our part.
This will be thank you for being with us today. What do you want to finish up with?
I'm going to do Believe Me Now.
You're just by yourself?
No.
Okay.
With everybody.
Okay.
I like what Stephen plays in that.
What do I play in that?
Huh?
No, okay.
Violin.
That's, yeah, good.
Well, that's right. I have a capo on that one. Don't die. Sorry. Everybody.
Maybe you should have planned that a little better.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. We're winging it.
While you're winging it, I'm going to thank all of our guests today for being with us, including Marita Garrett from Free Store Wilkinsburg, Open Now, Gabriella Salvucci, Emily Chico with a great story, and also Jalanta Hauser, Jalanta from City High Charter School. And thanks to you for being with us.
Thank you to all our friends and family listening.
Oh, yeah. Quick shout out to my wife and daughter, Katie and Edalie. They are both getting over a bad flu and hopefully on the mend, but I love you both.
Hi, Lula. All right. This is called Believe Me Now.
Forsaken thinks all the bad praise sometimes. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio at McKeesport. It's 12 o'clock. Stan Getz and Astrid Gilberto here on Radio 9. I heard Larry mention the magic words there in the 11 o'clock hour. Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your deacon of doo-wop, your salt in the swing, your gum-loudly graduate of the Chedwick Institute Group of Arcology, Jay Thurber. At 12:03, much more music time here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul, right up until the 3 o'clock hour. And the full-time request line is open at 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Mastodon, Facebook, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Rain this afternoon, cloudy skies, temperature 61. We'll check your full-time forecast in less than 20 minutes. And let's do this.
Hawaiian Eye.
Hawaiian Eye. Starring Anthony Isley, Robert Conrad, Connie Stevens.
Strange Melodies.
Also starring
Jay Thurber
with Ponce Ponce.
Hawaiian Eye.
Take away the trees and the birds will have to sit upon the ground. And take away the